There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, I come back from, you know, vacation, and I get the mail. And I start going through the mail, and there's a letter in there from my kid's school. And I'm like, oh, God, not again. You know, and I mean, I love my kids, but, you know, usually when the school calls or the school sends a letter, it's bad news. So I'm opening it up, and, you know, it's a small font, you know, and all of a sudden it goes, you know, your son got a 3.9 GPA, made the honor roll. I'm like, okay, no, this is like wrong letter. They sent this to me by mistake. You know, this is Raheem's. This can't be. No, it says Brock, my son Brock. I was like, really? I was like, dang. Okay, so my baby Brock, 12-year-old Brock, made the honor roll. And I know a lot of you guys are like, man, I'm not listening to radio so I can hear some host go off about her kid making the honor roll. You don't understand, though. You don't understand. I thought my kids were a lost cause. You don't understand. Okay? I gave birth to these. And I know I gave birth to them. And I love them. I love them dearly. But, I mean, they have done such stupid things, right? And I mean, you know, I really was questioning, you know, what cerebral qualities they had. Okay, I mean, you know, we're talking about, you know, one kid who puts, you know, a hot cocoa packet, just throws just that little white foil packet in the microwave and expecting it to turn into a cup of hot cocoa. Okay, you know, you got the kids eating each other's poop. You got the kid. I mean, you know, we're, you know, I mean, I love my kids, but I mean, I'm gonna call it like it is. Okay, I'm not gonna over exaggerate any abilities that they have. So one of my kids actually makes the honor roll. I pooped in my pants. It's like, wow. And then he's like, oh, Mom, you know, are you proud? I'm like, proud? I'm stupefied. I'm like, really? Now, I mean, I don't want to hurt his feelings. I mean, I am, of course, going to confirm that they got the right kid, you know, because, again, I don't want my kid being all excited. But you know what? I mean, they're smart kids. They really are smart kids. You know, and for them to apply themselves, one, you know what, I'm happy if he gets B's, that's okay. But the other one, I mean, you know, he really, really busted his butt. So for him to do that, I was like, whew, that's a relief. Okay, now what does it mean? You know, if you got a kid, okay, that makes honor roll. Well, there was a study, I think a long, long time ago, we're talking decades ago, that these kids that make honor roll later are able to be successful in careers. Okay? You know, somebody that takes school that seriously and is that competitive to make sure they get a good grade and to make sure they exceed in the class may succeed later. And I was one of those students that was always on a roll. I mean, on a roll, sushi roll, it was piece of cake for me. All right, homework was easy for me. And I wasn't brilliant. I was the stupidest of all four kids. I am the dumbest of all four kids. But I was the only one that got good grades. Everybody else has really good street smarts. But I was the one that just seemed to, like, know how to ace a test. I could take a test. I knew exactly how to take the test. I could ace a test. But did I remember what the hell I did? No. Yes, I know. I'm a doctor. Don't worry. I remember all the stuff in medical school. That I remember. But I got to tell you, I remember the practical stuff. I remember what I learned in residency and internship. I remember the hands-on patient experiences much more than memorizing the nervous anatomy of the parasympathetic system. Okay, you know, I still need the practicality aspect of it. And so, you know, for me, I mean, it deemed true. I mean, look at me as a radio host. Look at how successful a radio host I am. I got about 5 listeners out there right now. Yeah, 5 of you. Honor roll, baby. Honor roll. So maybe I should put that I was a 10-time honor roll student on my website, because apparently nobody gives a damn about my 1450 SAT score. So it's important, you know. And, you know, one of your kids did not make the honor roll. Well, of course, the other child didn't. Okay? Yeah, I made fun of him. Of course I did. I mean, come on, look. I'm Dr. Dahlia. You think I'm not going to make fun of my own kids? Okay? And humiliate them? But my other kid, this kid, he blows me away in terms of smarts and memory, and he knows it. He already knows it. So he knows that to him, the honor roll does not measure his greatness. Okay? And, you know, I let him shred his stuff because, you know, he's my baby. But, you know, if you do get a kid that gets good grades, really commend that and encourage it. And not because that one particular grade in the 6th grade is going to make them successful, but the motivation behind it. We need to teach kids what is good. And a big problem we have with this generation that we're going to talk about in the next segment is their motivation now and their incentivizing is coming from sources that you and I never understood would even exist. So, for example, expanding to the next level of Candy Crush, that is a goal. That's an incentive. How is that going to help with job creation? You know, advancing in GTA, whatever they do, kill hookers. I don't know what they do on GTA. But you know, we're looking at a whole new generation who is incentivized much more commonly and much more rigorously than what you as a parent or the teacher does. The teacher giving somebody a gold star on their paper. Remember when you would get a gold star? Well, I got a gold stars. I would get a gold star or a red star or a green star. I was so proud of that. I could cry. You got one-year-olds playing on iPads. How do you compete with these kids playing iPads ever since they're infants with a gold star on their homework? I really think that type of incentivizing made me who I am today, that gold star. True, in medical school, I got a lot of check minuses. There was a check plus, and a check minus. So I went to the grade book, and I changed all the minuses to plus in different ink, you know, and the teacher didn't let it stand, of course. But so I got my share of some bad marks. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What is this next generation coming to and the psychology behind it? And Facebook, is it fueling a lot of our wars? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. All right, so when I was out of town last week, there was apparently a lot of, tensions. A lot of tensions rising. When it shouldn't have. And we were told that Facebook had been running psychological experiments on us. Okay? Now, again, I'm on Facebook, and I'm a fan of Facebook. Okay? Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of Facebook. But I think that it is a forum of a lot of brewing tensions between race, between creed, between sex, between religion. And I wouldn't be surprised if they also get part of the blame. They get a lot of credit for reuniting and allowing people to express themselves and exercise their right to free speech, okay? Which is, I'm very grateful for. But on the other hand, I think they are a instigator of a lot of tension. So what was the big deal thing that happened? Okay, well, the Supreme Court had ruled in favor of allowing of states allowing gay marriage. Okay, we all knew that. That was like, you know, right before the session ended, where they ruled that. All right. And so I guess within, let me see, within 72 hours, Facebook was able to come up with two interns did this pretty speedily, pretty ingenious, came up with a rainbow filter that you could put on your Facebook page, okay? It was a rainbow pride flag filter. So you have a profile picture, and then you have a rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, okay? They said over the weekend, 26 million people used the filter. It was probably one of the fastest things to have been made, devised, and one of the fastest things to spread, finding that it was only two interns who was able to do this. And they said it was inspired by a flag that's waving on Facebook's Menlo Park campus during June's Gay Pride Month. Okay? A rainbow flag. All right. So, all of a sudden, all these people put, you know, rainbow picture up. Okay? And, you know, for those of us with friends and family who are, trying to have a monogamous relationship, this Supreme Court ruling was definitely a step in that direction. So, we posted, and I rainbowed my picture. I thought it was cool. It took me a while to figure out how everybody was doing it, and then I did. Well, immediately, a lot of my conservative listeners, okay, and remember, I'm very conservative when it comes to fiscal and Obamacare, etc., so I have a huge conservative following on Facebook. You know, I mean, although now I think, you know, I have a following no matter what, because everybody thinks Obamacare stinks overall, but anyway, kind of upset. Now, why did you have to do that? I got, you know, a nephew who's gay. I got, you know, friends and family members and patients. You know, I mean, if they want to be in a monogamous relationship, you know, and they don't have to travel across the country to find a way to do it, okay, you know, or try to, you know, sneak around or not be able to unionize, I'm glad this happened. Okay, you know, this is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's a progressive, positive move. Okay, yeah, so I, you know, put the Facebook flag. Then, okay, apparently there is a United States flag, an American flag. We're coming right into 4th of July weekend. All right, so I'm like, good, okay, cannot wait to put my happy 4th of July on my Independence Day. I always put something up. Whether it's, you know, Stars and Stripes Forever, baby, you know, thanking our troops, thanking, all those that, gave their lives and their freedom for us to have this freedom today. So I always put something up. Okay. So now I changed my Facebook profile to something for America and July 4th. Yet, Time Magazine, I believe, was it Time Magazine, says that the American flag is supposed to be against the legalization of gay marriage, and that it was a move from right-wing conspirators. And I'm like, whoa, wait a second, guys, it's 4th of July. Of course we're going to put the American flag up. No. If you're putting up the American flag, it means you're against gay marriage. Now, adding fuel to the fire, we have the White House. Rather than having a red, white, and blue light display, they have the, you know, the rainbow light display, acting like they're the ones that get credit for the Supreme Court ruling, which they don't. The Supreme Court ruled that, but that's neither here nor there. And all of a sudden, Facebook now becomes a battleground of gay rights and patriotic support. And I'm like, guys, put up the American flag, show your support of any group you want to, but whatever we post up there should not be of a political agenda. Okay? If I want to show support for my family members and friends who are gay, all right, it doesn't mean I like Obamacare anymore, okay? I mean, it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with being a Democrat, a Republican, etc. Okay? Same thing with putting the American flag. You putting an American flag up on Facebook does not mean you're anti-gay rights. Now you have gay Facebook posters going, you know, look, I don't want to look like I'm anti-American. I have no problem with the American flag. Who the hell is speaking for us? This is ridiculous. No, no, we like the American flag. And you see what happens? You see how stupid this is? So, you know, and then, of course, you know, finally after 4th of July, I just put my profile picture back to my profile picture. But are you kidding me? Now, again, maybe the youth is energized by this. Some of you may think it's a good thing. Good. Our youth is starting to get active and involved in politics. They're starting to get engaged. And if changing a Facebook profile makes them engage and choose a side and fight for something they believe in, then they're getting off their butts and they're getting off the couch. Okay, that's one theory. Okay, and I'll give you that. I do want youth being engaged. I don't care if you're voting Republican or Democrat or whatever. I just want to make sure you guys are listening to the issues and engaging and not just listening to some sort of propaganda and then going, well, I'll just follow them. Okay, so self-education and learning and researching, I am for. All right, so absolutely. And becoming engaged. The people that really tick me off are the ones that go, I don't care about politics, so I'm not voting this election. That makes me mad. That makes me more mad than somebody voting for a liberal agenda. Okay, it does. It does. Somebody going, I really don't care. Because the people that don't care will put us more in a vulnerable, precarious state than any side would. Apathy allows dictators to come. But we've talked about that before. All right, anyway, so going back to this, all right? But then on the flip side, all right, now anything we do, it seems like, forces you to be stereotyped. Now, I thought the reason why we broke down all the race walls and all the sex, gender walls, etc., is so nobody was stereotyped. I mean, guys, the biggest majority is going to be mixed race. Not Mexican, not black, not white, not Asian. It's going to be mixed race. So we're not supposed to stereotype anymore. Yet immediately the pendulum swings the other way, and now a stupid Facebook post, all right, that you make, you know, that you're joking around with somebody, is going to now deem you or damn you to that political profile. This is getting dumb. Maybe Facebook is loving it. And they said this Facebook pride filter was actually an experiment to see how long it would take. Though they're saying that Facebook planned this to see how long it would take for people to rip the rainbow off and change it. You're like, what? So, you know, we're being played with. Social media is playing with us. There is such a manipulation between the media and social media that it's frustrating how that's making policy and causing, you know, these little mini wars and fueling more of a race war that's going on and a gender war, et cetera, or whatever we would call in terms of gay rights, et cetera. So, you know, just don't fall for it. All right. I mean, you know, and I think it's ridiculous what a lot of you guys went through. I think some of the comments I got were ridiculous. And, you know, we're going to be talking about how apparently our generation and the generation after us is supposed to be smarter than our ancestors. Something like this makes me a little nervous. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And again, big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. All right, so blue-eyed people are likelier to be alcoholic, according to the study. Now, I was born blue-eyed blonde. The blonde hair fell out, then it came back dark, and then it lightened again to a light brown, and now I dye it blonde. But my eyes were blue, and then they turned dark blue, and now they're a gray blue, but they're blue nonetheless. And people always think blue-eyed blonde is the sexiest thing, and they're right, I is. Thank you. Yes, I am sexy. But researchers at the University of Vermont analyzed the data of 10,000 Northeastern Americans who were diagnosed with at least one psychiatric illness. Uh-oh. And found a high rate of alcohol dependency among blue-eyed European Americans. Wait, come on. Okay, Americans like to drink. The Irish like to drink. In Europe, they drink, right? And a lot of the blue-eyed people coming from Europe. Okay, come on. Oh, well. According to the Huffington Post, eye color may be genetically relevant in predicting alcohol dependency because the genes that determine eye color line up along the same chromosome as the genes related to excessive alcohol use. What? The research also mentioned that the results cannot be generalized as personal choice and addiction plays a vital role at the end. Well, duh. The study is published in the July issue of the American Journal of Medical Genetics, Neuropsychiatric Genetics Part B. I wonder if they're going to do a psychiatric study on me. I would really like to know where I fall. Blue eyes, sexy. I don't know. Big tushy. Yeah, big-bottomed radio host doctors really seem to lose it in menopause. That would be a study that I would probably, you know, have no problem proving. Cats control mice with chemicals. You guys accuse me of being kooky because I really love my little kitty cats. My kitty cats, my little kitty cats. Anyway, they say cats actually control mice with their pee-pee. I know they control me. When I walk into that house, I'm completely controlled by their urine. I'm freaked out that they did pee-pee mama's outfit. I freak out that they did pee-pee mama's bed. I mean, basically, my whole day is centered around avoiding their pee-pee and dealing with pee-pee smell. And so, you know, they're right about that. But what about mice? Okay, apparently cats have a chemical. They say chemical warfare in their anti-mouse arsenal contained in their urine. These findings were presented at the Society for Experimental Biology's annual meeting in Prague. And the researchers from the A.N. Severtov Institute of Ecology and Evolution in Moscow previously found that the compound called phenylalanine, right, I don't know, this isn't supposed to be fake, phenylalanine, causes pregnant mice to abort. Dr. Vera Voznesenskaya explained that mice have a psychological response to the cat-specific compound. Chemical-sensing mouse neurons in the mouse's brain pick up the scent, trigger a reaction that includes an increase in the levels of stress hormones. They say it's something that has existed in cats and mice for thousands of years. So when the little baby mice, the little tiny baby, cute little mouse, was exposed, I love little babies, exposed to the compound during the quote-unquote critical period in their development, they would react quite differently to their arch-enemy smell. So the team exposed the little one-month-old baby mice to the chemical over 2 weeks. When they were later tested for their reaction, they were much less likely to flee the same scent. So their physical sensitivity was actually much higher. Anyway, I don't know. To me, it sounds like it was less. But anyway. So despite this, they say mice raised around the unmistakable scent of cat pee-pee are less inclined to show signs of fear or to flee when they sniff it out. Okay, so your cat has to be a new cat. It's got to be a new type of cat urine. And I guess mice, they say, keep the number of mice around that they need. So this is my guess. Cats want mice to eat and to chew and play with. Okay, but they may also get rid of mice. So a mouse that's running around may not be fleeing because of little, you know, Fluffy Tushy sitting there. Okay, Mrs. Fluffy Tushy, we got Zashi. You guys all know Sashi. Sashi's my diva. She's Zashi. Okay, so Sashi's sitting there, to me, would scare the hell out of me. I mean, she has got a big tushy, and she just, to me, is like very scary. She's like, meh, you know, she yells. You know, I'm scared of that cat. I really am. She is scary. But the mouse isn't scared of her by her looks. They're scared of her because of her pee-pee. See? You dig? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, poison ivy. Okay, it's summertime, right, guys? Okay, and what's happening with you guys and poison ivy? Well, you guys are getting exposed to poison ivy. And we're finding that, you know, more and more of you guys are becoming sensitive to poison ivy. And you get this big nasty rash, okay? It's called urushiol oil. It's the chemical in poison ivy, and it's been identified as responsible for causing the poison ivy rash. Sometimes we doctors call it contact dermatitis because we code for it and get paid. But poison ivy rash is basically what the hell's going on a lot of times with that. Now, So it causes itching, it causes burning, it causes rashes and allergies, and it hurts, okay, and it bothers you. Now, the chemical is contained in the root, the stem, and the leaves, and it's responsible for all the lesions that you get. Unlike other irritating plants, poison ivy, they say, is a smooth operator because the lesions do not appear, because I don't have anybody playing music for me. Smooth operator. Because the lesions do not appear consecutive to the contact between the skin and the leaves or any part of the plant. So basically, they say the lesions appear, okay, the plant, okay, what happens here? The key to, I'm reading this as I go, sorry. Hey, okay, I was not prepared with the poison ivy segment, okay? You guys have to cut me some slack. I had all the other segments prepared, okay, except the poison ivy segment. All right? Here we go. Now, the key condition that determines the lesions to appear is that some part of the plant be broken. And then the urushiol oil, or the urushiol oil, rushes out and can spread onto the skin. Furthermore, the lesions do not appear immediately, okay? So as opposed to like a chemical burn or whatever. And it can be a few days before the rashes or the blisters debut. This period depends on whether or not the person was exposed to the chemical before or not. Knowing me, I'd also get my period at the same time. In naive individuals, meaning those of us that have never come to contact with the urushiol oil, it takes longer for the effects to turn up because your body has to build up this immune response. Sometimes it can be 10 days. So the big thing that I found with poison ivy is I'm like, okay, well, is it poison ivy? Like, no, because it didn't happen to me when I was on my trip. Yeah, but how long ago was your trip? A week ago. I go, then it's poison ivy. And then they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, now pay me my $20 copay. So they say your second contact could even then be worse, and then you get the more corrosive effects earlier. So you need to know how to spot poison ivy. So you need to know what the plant looks like. Now, some of you guys live in Las Vegas like I do. And we're like, wait, there's no poison ivy out here. You're right. Okay, so there's berries on there. There's leaves of three. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Leaves of three, let it be. Because as you can see in the picture above, poison ivy displays clusters of three leaflets. Yeah, I remember learning that. Leaves of three, let it be. Okay, or run the hell away. That are positioned in a T position. And then we have another one, longer middle stem, stay away from them. Clusters of three leaflets of various ages can be found among the stem of the plant. Let me look at the picture of that. Leaves of three. Okay, so rather than like a four-leaf clover, it's leaves of three. And then I guess if the middle stem is taller, leave. Sorry. All right, they say the limericks are easy to remember. Oh, here's another one. Red leaves in spring, it's a dangerous thing. And berries white, danger in sight. See? Okay. See, I learned something. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so there's all these fads going on, and I can't even, fads going on, and I can't keep up with what's going on. Apparently, a lot of you guys are drinking charcoal drinks. It's a fad that is, to me, kind of stupid because we used to use charcoal to chelate or to bind, like, for example, activated charcoal to prevent a Tylenol overdose. And apparently there's this fad where drinking fruit juice with added charcoal is supposed to be the latest thing. Apparently, Gwyneth Paltrow has championed the drinks on her lifestyle website called Goop. But experts are saying, hold the phone. If you do that, you won't absorb the medicines that you're on. Now, I think charcoal tastes like crap. And they say the charcoal is activated, so steam has been forced through it after burning, which supposedly makes it more efficient at absorbing toxins. Okay, and we know that we use charcoal, we use activated charcoal to absorb Tylenol from hopefully getting into your system and causing you to go into hepatic failure. So we do use that, but what the hell toxins are you trying to treat yourself from, and are you going to give yourself some more? Doctors are warning that drinking substances with this can actually stop medications from working by sucking them out of the body before they could be absorbed into the blood. And they recommend against taking any medicines either in the hour before or 2 hours after drinking charcoal. Hospitals use 50 grams portions of these charcoal to treat people with poison or overdoses. Within the first hour, it has the ability to soak up some toxins, but once absorbed into the blood, it really doesn't seem to do that much. But a lot of you guys are guests. I mean, now understand, Gwyneth Paltrow is very pretty. I also know that I guess she could sing, and she gets to do a lot of movies. All right, and trust me, if you told me drinking charcoal would put me in the same limelight as she gets in Hollywood, I may consider it. But other than that, no. Yeah, you know, it's so interesting how people use a star to, spurn a product. Now, okay, I like certain facial products, but you know, you see, not Christy Brinkley, Cindy Crawford has, I guess, some new facial product. You're like, oh my God, I want to look like Cindy Crawford, you know, without the filter. Cause obviously they use a filter during those commercials. And you're like, oh, I want to use that. So I understand wanting to look like them, but you know, somebody drinking charcoal, okay, her body is different than ours, and I really have no clue exactly how much charcoal she's taking and if it's dangerous. So I would just say, please, please, please be careful, because I, you know, to me, it doesn't make sense. Okay, now, our teeth. A lot of us still do not brush our teeth correctly, and we still do not take care of our teeth. Dr. Uchenna Okoye, a London dentist and smile director for Oral-B, says people often brush at the wrong time of the day, too quickly, and use outdated tools. All right? Apparently, 1 in 3 people forget to brush their teeth in the morning, which is disgusting because you guys have the worst breath. The poll found 35% of these people blame their partner, claiming that they distract or hog the bathroom and they can't brush their teeth in the morning. What? That's ridiculous. Brush your teeth while you're sitting on the toilet. Dr. Okoye, clinical director at London Smiling Dental Group, reveals to Mail Online how to care for your teeth. Number one, do not brush your teeth up and down. When you scrub up and down, it could wear away and erode the gums, so they recede. You need to brush in circular motions. You got to massage, tickle the teeth and gums, and you just go, you know, really good. If you use a manual toothbrush, scrub in circular motions. The bristles need to go into the gum, but not skate over the surface because the bacteria is hiding in the cuff of the gum. When your gums bleed, a lot of times we're like, well, I better not brush my teeth that way again because it bled. If it bleeds, it means, you know, you really haven't been doing a good job brushing your teeth to begin with, and they'll start to strengthen, okay? If you have crooked teeth, I got some teeth, I'm like, I don't know where the hell they're angling. You need to angle the brush to go over them, okay? Don't expect the tooth to move. Use a soft, a lot of people go to a softer brush. They say you should use a medium strength brush. She says divide the mouth into quarters and spend an equal time on each section. That's true. I always, you know, start being very, very energetic and excited with the front part of my teeth. And then I peter out and then I get tired. So, anyway. If you have an electric toothbrush, you brush one exactly the same way, circular movements, then you angle the brush the same way, blah, blah, blah. Okay, anyway, now chewing gum. That's another thing we guys do wrong. They say chew your gum for only 10 minutes. Apparently, gum can cause long-lasting problems. Chew it for 10 minutes until the flavor is gone and then chuck it. If not, your teeth start to, I guess, chip, break, all right? And they don't want to sit there and be chewing. They need to rest. And then your stomach is also like, wait a second, time to eat. Okay, she's been chewing on this thing. When is she going to swallow it? I got to make some acid. So it irritates the lining of the stomach. They even say it can put you at risk for stomach ulcers. Me, the gum causes TMJ, temporomandibular joint pain. So I don't even want to, I mean, we all have a TMJ, but it causes that type of pain. So I don't want to mess with it. They say, let's say you want to whiten your teeth. They say use strawberries. Strawberries acts as a natural tooth whitener. She advises taking 8 straw babies, and the riper and softer the better, a half a teaspoon of bicarb of soda, and make a paste. Put a piece of cotton in between the teeth to bite on, smear the paste over the teeth, and rub it a little to whiten the teeth. The bicarb of soda is abrasive and can remove the stains that are caused by drinking coffee, tea, or smoking. It clears the debris on the surface of the teeth, make the teeth appear whiter and brighter. The strawberries have the ascorbic acid, which is a gentle acid that can remove surface stains and make teeth shine. Hard cheeses will keep teeth white as well and healthy. That's interesting. You would think that the acid could hurt the enamel. So apparently cheese will neutralize plaque acid because the fermented dairy product makes the mouth more alkaline and creates a protective film around the teeth. They say avoid brightly colored foods. That'll also help avoid stains, even though to me a strawberry is brightly colored. And then they say you got to brush before breakfast. A lot of you guys eat breakfast and they go, well, that didn't taste good. Well, then brush your teeth before breakfast. Okay? Don't eat, don't drink because you got all this bacteria. Okay? And it's kind of disgusting. Bacteria feed off the sugar in food and produce more acid, and it'll weaken the enamel. So you want to brush straight after breakfast. If you brush straight after breakfast, now you're rubbing the sugar, wearing off the enamel. So brush before you eat. Then they say wait an hour. Allow your saliva to neutralize the acid, and then you can go eat. Also, don't forget to brush your tongue. You need to brush your tongue because you got a lot of bacteria there. I don't like to do that because, you know, I kind of gag, but it's important to do. Okay? The bacteria emits sulfur. Sulfur harms your breath. So if you want to brush your tongue, that should help your breath. You can even use a tongue scraper. That also gets a lot of crap out of there also. Electric toothbrushes we talked about. These electric toothbrushes are awesome. It's like using a washing machine. You get to do a hell of a lot more. Don't forget you need to massage the gums. Always floss. You need to floss. For those of you doing this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm being a dentist right now telling you guys what to do with your teeth. Don't forget to floss. Previous research shows flossing can add years to a person's life. It's true. Because if you have gum disease, you can be more at risk for coronary artery disease. So you got to make sure to floss and floss correctly. Woo! Jeez! That's our teeth. Honestly, we don't, you know, it's amazing how we take care of our cars. We take care of the bar. We take care of the refrigerator. And here we are, and it's our teeth, and it's like taking an act of Congress to do that. So anyway, all right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're coming up at the end. I wanted to talk about this man. He basically robbed Walmart without a gun, and he took $75,000. How? Well, he tricked them to think that he was a Loomis Armored Transport employee. So he came in, he signed, got the money. 45 minutes later, the real Loomis employee comes. Boom. I don't know if they found him. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places?
Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you love.